Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Well, hello. Welcome. Today we're going to talk about order. You know, in Psalm 119, verse 133, it says, "Order my steps in your word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me." It seems that everyone wants their life to be in order. They can't stand chaos. We do this when we make New Year's resolutions to get our life in order, lose weight, reconcile with family members, seek a promotion, spring cleaning, whatever the thing is. I believe that we, as human beings, thirst and hunger and are attracted to order, because it says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. He is a God of order." In 1 Corinthians 14:40, it says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." The one thing that we find is that when we are in a chaotic state, when things are not working out right, we get stressed out, or even when the house isn't clean, we just look around and we do not feel comfortable. We as human beings were not created to be in chaos. We were not created to be in disarray. We were not created to be in confusion. We were not created to be out of order. God is a God of order. He is not an author of confusion. He does not like confusion. There's nothing confusing about God. As I was studying the book of Exodus, I was studying the tabernacle. Everything that had to be done in the tabernacle was all in order. Even the way the bread was put on the showbread table was in order. Everything was decent and in order. Some of you have decided that you were going to lose weight this year. You have not set yourself in order in order to do that. There has been no putting the plan together. There has been no setting aside of time. It says that the footsteps of man are ordered by God. It is imperative that in whatever you're going to do, even if you're going up for a promotion, you've got to what? Put your resume in order. If you are getting ready to work on a project, what has to happen first? It's got to be done in order. Things have got to be set into place. What I'm trying to tell you today is you have to put your life in order. First, what is your relationship with God? That's the first thing that has to be put in order. Your relationship with the Lord. Are you saved? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And for those of you who have, what is the next step? Get in the Word. Study the Word. Pray. Get discipled. There has to be an order in your life. A woman never gets married unless she plans her wedding. And everything has to be in order for that day. Caterers have to be contacted. There's got to be where is the room, how it's going to look, the flowers, the dress, everything has an order. There can't be any chaos in your life. There can't be any chaos in your marriage, in your relationships. There can't be any chaos in your work. You have to sit back and go, what is creating this chaos? How can I put it into order? James chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." In other words, if you have your house in order, if you are in order with the Lord and your walk with the Lord, if you have your house in order and you are in order with your spouse, with your family, and in relationships, then confusion cannot rest there. Only peace. Because where there is strife, there's going to be all kinds of confusion. There's going to be anger. There's going to be envy. There's going to be every evil thing that you can think of. Strife and confusion will take you down. You need to get your life in order. This year, you have made many promises to yourself, and you haven't completed one of them. My suggestion to you is to get up off of that couch, turn the TV off, and get moving. Get yourself in order. When a person is in order, when a person is at peace, the word says that God will even make your enemies to be at peace with you. Why? Because you're righteous, because you're in order, because you're seeking God. Now let me tell you something. You cannot continue this life the way you're living it. You cannot continue it. All these up, down, up, down, up, down, mood swing here, mood swing there, all this confusion. Get in order. I can't stress it enough. There's a lot of things happening right now in the world today. There's a lot of confusion as to what the future of America is going to hold. Am I going to be able to feed my family? Am I going to have a job? Will I have a retirement? Can I afford to put gasoline in my car? Can I afford to get to work? Am I going to be able to pay my utilities? Will I be able to keep my house or lose it? What's going on? There's so much confusion. I'm telling you, get yourself in order and be at peace so that you will be able to sail through these, so that you will be able to sail through these hard times. The time is coming when it's going to be more and more chaotic. And unless you have that peace deep down inside of you, and unless you have practiced order in your life, you're going to get enrolled. It'll be very hard for you. So my warning to you today is get in order, seek God's face, seek His order for your life, because it's going to get worse out there. Get in order, be decent and in order, and prepare. Prepare for the future. Get rid of that credit card debt. Stop using credit cards. My counsel to you today is get your finances in order. Get your house in order. Stop spending next week's paycheck before you even make it, before you even earn it. Get in order. Now, I don't like to close my broadcast without giving anyone an opportunity out there who does not know Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior. And today I'm saying, you know, the first priority in getting your life in order is to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So if you don't know Him, pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I know that I am a sinner and that You died on that cross for me. You rose on the third day and are sitting on the right hand of the Father. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I turn my life over to You. Be Lord and Savior of my life. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've prayed that simple prayer with me, please give us a call at 417-866-5554. You can write us at Sword Radio, P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri 65801. Or you can contact us through email, info@saythattv.com. I thank you, and until next time,